Here's the great thing. What we know, and I'm a neurolinguistics programming practitioner, which is the whole study of these thoughts or words associated to the brain and this unconscious brain, that we can relink them, that we have the opportunity to what we would term re-imprint our thoughts, our words, these energetic patterns in us. So the good news is it's like uploading new software or changing your software. You can do that.
Yes, and that brings me back to how to change the personal belief system. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of different ways to do that. And you were saying earlier, though, that one doesn't have to clear the old belief in order to do that. There's one way that I know from my own experience as a teacher, working with parolees and people who just have chronic legal problems. And the basis of this program that I taught for years was changing personal beliefs. And we take a look at the event, then the feeling that came up, then the thought that came up, then the belief that came up, and then the response, or the choice, the action, or the behavior. It was one way for somebody to understand that, oh, that belief was at the root of this feeling, this response, this reaction. And it helped these people when they began to see what their beliefs were. It wasn't a judgment like, oh, that belief is bad. It was, this is just the belief that you have, the belief about yourself or the belief about the world, that creates this response. Well, this response is self-defeating, so you need to rethink that belief. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's excellent. The more senses you have involved, the better in belief systems, in changing belief systems. We know that 73 to 80% are visual on the earth. When you can visualize the answer, fantastic. Then visualize it, take it in, take those words in. Maybe the words are as simple as, I can win. Mm-hmm. Okay, so look at your definition of winning. For some people, it means if I win, you lose. Winning could simply mean being a sense of who you are. Mm-hmm. So look at the words you're using in your belief systems. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get conscious of that, this is very conscious, then visualize it, hear it, speak it, feel it. When you feel it, you take it into every cell. That's the, you know, what I call the winner-winner chicken dinner to changing your belief systems.
Winner-winner chicken dinner. You've used that before in our conversations.
I do. I like to use silly things because that vibration, Amy, laughter. It's why I love to work with music. My father back in the 70s and 80s was listening to Genesis and the Moody Blues and, you know, definitely a man outside of his era. And I learned that music healed. The vibration of music, the words in music, the lack of words in music, the vibrations, the tones, the chords heal. And what we know is now that the human body has frequency in every cell, meaning every organ is tuned. It's why the ancients used tuning forks in this whole sense to heal the body. So I love music to heal. And that's why it's so fun to work with musicians now, because they get this whole state of resonance. Now, belief systems. Listening to your favorite song that tells you that you can make it in the world. You know, I was just listening to Mama Cass, you know, make your own kind of music.
From the Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And as I'm listening to her, you know, she resonated her intention so clearly. So this is a word I'd like to filter in, is intention. And intention is how we truly change our belief systems.
Before we move into intention, mm-hmm. I would like for listeners to understand that the personal beliefs that we're talking about, some of them are hidden really deep.
Yeah. Okay.
These right. beliefs can be something right off the top of your head, you know, things like, I'm not good enough. Right. Nobody loves me.
How do you know you have a belief system?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that?
Mm-hmm. So how do you know you have these belief systems? You won't. You often won't. Here's how to address them. You know, people will come to me and I hear belief systems in your being. And often people will say, are you kidding me? Because I hear your frequency, your energy. People say, no way do I have that. And then we'll test it and they'll say, oh my gosh, I do. It's less important to know you have a belief system. It's more important to pay attention to self, to listen to you. Listen to your thoughts. Very few are conscious of their thoughts. However, I want to be respectful and say I think more people are waking up to that. Saying that, if you constantly have this sense of rage, this anger, when certain types of people are around you, they're a reflection of you. They're bringing up a belief system. If you dislike your reaction, and it's something that we might term negative, then change it. Develop the, you know, counterpoint to it and develop this positive solution to it. So is it important to go through your whole energetic field and change belief systems? Some feel yes. I've done that. I've done that to become as clear of a palette to channel and do what I do. Saying that, I find it less important the more I know. What I know is when I stay vibrationally in the state of joy. Okay, so let me define that, Amy, because people think joy, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Right, it's sort of this Pollyanna kind of
this
way
laughter
of being naive.
Some people might call joy a state of peace, centeredness. It has a vibrational state. It's actually a frequency. It's well over,
really?
It's well over 528 hertz is what we know. And when you vibrate to that state, what you'll find is you hear, see, and feel far better all around you.
So the higher vibrational frequency, the better you feel.
Yeah. Think about fear. Fear is one of the lowest vibrational states. When you're in fear, all of your emotions, senses, reactions slow down.
I thought they sped up.
Your mind has this sense of speeding up. Okay. Actually, reaction-wise, when you're in fear, it's one of the most unproductive states.
Right.
Solutions are less recognizable when you're in this state. It's why being in extreme anxiety, when you're taking a test, you will find that you are erring more. So we're in this vibrational sense. We can get into the different brainwave states. You know, we actually change brainwave states. It's why Buddhist monks, and we're going to go back to Buddhism, and so do Catholic priests, a number of what we would call the spiritual sector, meditate or pray, or have this quiet time, this sense of peace and listening in these altered brainwave states. Some call them theta brainwave states. Some go into gamma. So what we're getting into is these belief systems. Okay, so let's say I'm having one of those, what I call a Calgon day, you know, that old commercial where just put me in the bathtub and give me bubbles and just leave me alone.
Calgon, take me away.
Exactly. And I really didn't watch that much TV as a kid, but I guess it's sounding like that,
some
right?
Some little jingles stick in your head.
Yeah. So this sense of peace, this sense of quietness, this sense of centeredness, we could call it, really has to do with a state of awareness of you. And who you're listening to is you. Now, a lot of people say, well, I need to go listen to something else. This higher power is outside of me. What I learned very, very well is it's me. Gosh, do I like to hear me? Do I like me?
Do I trust me?
Do I know me?
Yeah.
That is the sign of someone who's open to changing their belief systems. Unless you're willing to recognize it, you know, the 12-step program, AA does this so well.
Mm-hmm.
The recognition of self is step one. The acknowledgement of this displaced frequency without judgment, just, gosh, this when I say it, when I do it, when I hear it, ouch. I may be angry. I may have fear. I may be sad. Sadness is on the world a lot. Whatever your emotion is that's of lower vibration, our emotions are a GPS system. Our emotions indicate when things are out of alignment with true authentic self. Higher frequencies, higher emotions are joy, peace, centeredness, happiness, lower vibrations, meaning lower vibration, meaning you're steering off course. Think about it as you're starting to merge into that right or left-hand lane and you're going outside of your lines, are sadness, depression, guilt, blame, anger. Now, anger is a transitional emotion, and I say that because sometimes people feel the state of anger quickly to move into happiness. So anger prolonged what we're seeing on the earth quite a bit right now. There's quite a uprise in this sense of angry males. I would say it's just anger. I don't think it's male or female. It's this prolonged anger of staying out of context of self. The true self in a state of being feels this sense of centeredness, a piece of authenticity. That's the best place to address these emotions that are linked to our belief systems.